Who am I talking to?
Aaron Stinner, Stinner Frameworks.
All right. So I did an, I think I, you were one of my first interviews years ago at NABS. Maybe like, I don't know, 2000 something.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Cool.
And here we are. You know, I've been curious about what you're doing, and I feel like you were getting really big for a while.
Yep.
And it felt like suddenly things went kind of dark, and now it seems like you're on your way to being big again. Like, what's gone on here?
So we kind of made a big push back like 2014, 2015. I think that was also the handmade industry was going through like a pretty unique time then. We were just like, we had a lot of demand and we started to build a team out. And I think we did well for what we were doing at the time, but you know, scaling an operation where you're like building not just 200 bikes a year, but you're trying to build 500 bikes a year is like, there's a lot of learning that happens along the way.
It's a lot of work and a lot of moving pieces.
Totally. Yeah. And you know, you're working harder for not as much money or the same amount of money. And we tried really hard for a few years, but it kind of like naturally progressed where, you know, somebody left and we just didn't replace them. And then another person left, we didn't replace them, and kind of like got it back to like more of an organic system where like the orders came in and we built the orders and we were less of a push to try to go find more orders and find more orders. So it kind of revolved back into like kind of a more natural state. There was a few years where we kind of just, I think through those years, a little bit of burnout, and just lost a lot of momentum to count on keep pushing. And I think that's when people kind of thought we went like more or less dark, but really I was just kind of taking orders and building and just kind of keeping the wheels turning. And there still is three of us that work on that build bikes. James, who's our full-time painter, Jeremy, who helps out with operations. And then I'm still doing all the welding and cutting. And then my wife helps out part-time. So there's still quite a few of us. I think I realized kind of the vision that I wanted, like in 2014, that I wanted to sprint and get done in 2 years was going to take 10 years probably to happen. And so we just kind of, once we got back to the core size, we've just kind of been chipping away at doing projects and getting them done. And
but are you feeling a lot of stoke right now? I saw you down in Santa Cruz at that Chris King event thing. You were there. I didn't get a chance to really talk with you. And now I'm seeing you here. And I'm just kind of feeling like, oh, is Stinner stoked again? Like, is it like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know? I think I'm feeling the fire. We were like super busy during the pandemic, which was amazing. Like, you know, we just cranked out a ton of bikes and a lot of frames and got a lot of that going. When things kind of slowed down, like in the fall, it was almost like a sigh of relief almost a little bit for us. And so there was like all these projects I want to get done. So we just built a brand new configurator on our website where you can like go on and like choose your paint scheme. And we built that all in-house, designed all of it, coded all of it.
Are you guys still pushing for like snappy paint jobs and stuff?
Yeah,
Because you guys were really, really getting in there for a while. It was cool.
Yeah, we're doing like a lot of custom stuff. And now we've kind of like taken what we've done over the years and like built basically, like on our website now we have like 11 schemes and then you can customize those 11 schemes. So like the customization is pretty wide, but we're kind of like reeling it in from a design perspective, so kind of keeping things consistent. And, like,
so your process is pretty figured out, even though there's a lot of different looking Stinners out there.
Exactly, yeah. So you can still create something like super unique, probably something that nobody else has, but it's like a little bit more systematic and easier for the consumer to like kind of digest, which we're excited about. And then we're like, all our models we were able to revamp. We've found like good vendors that we can work with to like make carbon forks for us and like do better things. And I think that's kind of helped stoke the fire for me and like get me really excited. And like that we kind of got through the pandemic, which was like, again, not complaining, but like got through that. And now we're kind of being able to like do more creative work and like get into CAD and like make the things that we want to make and be creative and have a company that we enjoyed working at and doing. And I think we're just starting to see years of like a lot of work that we've been doing behind the scenes kind of coming to fruition, and it's like pushing through now. So
and what's exciting you? You know, I love design and engineering and
totally.
Stuff like that. And like, what's exciting you right now? What space is? What's the favorite bike, or what's the favorite thing you're trying to get done that maybe you feel like you're almost there, or you feel like it's about around the corner? You're there, and you're kind of chomping at the bit for.
So through the pandemic, we started, I mean, I've always played around in CAD, but never really done a lot of like internal development, like not a ton of it, just a little bit of it when I've had time. But I'd say over the last 2 years, we've gotten really into like designing our own parts. We're getting everything machined the way we want them to be machined. Right now we've been working on, so most of our models other than our mountain bike we've been focusing a lot on like the internal wiring systems and stuff like that, trying to clean that up, make it more friendly for like how we build bikes. So headsets, stems, spacer kits, like designing all those parts. And so we're deep in the weeds on prototyping our own stem, doing a different kind of like spacer design, headset
design.
That's
all for road type stuff.
It's like our road. So, you know, we're primarily a road gravel brand. So we have like our road bike, like an all road frame, and then a gravel bike. And all of those are going to utilize the internal cable system.
Sure.
So it's been fun, like designing our own stem. Like I've done like parts to like weld the stem together, but I haven't been able to like do a fully like
a holistic design.
Yeah, holistic design, aluminum stem, 4-bolt, like design how we want it in different lengths. Like, how do we want to see that, and how do we want to
machining those or casting them?
We're gonna get them machined. Yeah, yeah, machine to start. So like 3D surfacing and doing all this like cool stuff on the stems. It's been fun.
Good. I'm glad you're having fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's super cool. I mean, I think you got to keep that going, right? Like, I think there was years where we weren't doing a lot of that stuff.
If you're not having fun and working in the bike industry, then just don't do it, because it's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like part of the job is to have fun.
Right.
You know, otherwise it sucks.
Yeah, because you know, like I said about that going dark thing, it's like there was a while there where it's like, I'd go to a Grasshopper, I'd go to something, it's like, they'd be like, damn, look at that stinner with the paint, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like paints were popping,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It was always like a new thing, and you're just like, damn, that looks crazy,
yeah.
Or something, and not like in a crazy, crazy way, but like in a, that looks good crazy, you
yeah.
know? And like, and I was excited for that. I liked looking at those bikes,
yep.
And then I wasn't looking at them as much.
Yeah.
And so I want to see that. And it's cool that you're getting more designy stuff going, and you know, more fingerprints on the bike.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and like it's been cool for us. Like I feel like we're finally evolving into like the company that we wanted to be 10 years ago. And it's just taken. We had to be patient and like take the right steps and learn and educate ourselves and get better at, you know, we do everything. We're making parts, we're building bikes, we're painting the bikes, we're building the bikes, we're getting them out the door. We sell a lot direct to consumers. So like, you know, we have to build a platform that enables our customers to have a really good buying experience.
Right.
And like, but all that stuff just takes on, especially when you're, it's not like I come from like some crazy background of running businesses and all that other stuff. So it's all self-taught, you know, so we're just, and it's been a lot of fun. So
well, we're all making things up as we go along, and it's like, what game do you want to play? And
yeah,
you know, how are you getting food on the table?
Exactly.
You know, it's just it's like whatever, you know, and then we die.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So have fun doing it. So
you know, from a Stoke point of view, like what are you riding? Like what trails or what surfaces or roads or whatever?
Yeah.
And like, how are you approaching that?
So most people that know the brand know I have like a pretty deep road racing background. So it's like kind of how I grew up, was racing on the road. But I've always mountain biked. I've always done, I used to race cross, like do all these other things. But I think more as I've gotten older, like far less driven in like the kind of more aggressive road category. I've been riding like, so my new road bike has 40C tires on it, so I've been riding a lot more of that, kind of like doing a lot more exploring and having fun, kind of like enjoying riding just to get out and go ride versus
going somewhere,
yeah,
doing something.
Versus like riding to exercise, which is like kind of like how I used to approach a lot of riding.
Honestly, that's stuff I'm doing too. My riding's changed a lot in the past few years.
Cool, yeah.
And it's just I'm getting out, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, if I have an hour to go ride, I'm just going to go find a cool place and go ride and have fun and enjoy that. So, and the bikes are a little heavier, the tires are a little bigger, you're a little bit slower, but I've been like totally enjoying that. So my gravel bike and our new all-road have kind of been the ones that we've been riding the most. The all-road one is kind of the one that's in prototype phase. We're ready to launch the Thai version, but been kind of tweaking and iterating like how we want to do the steel version. So that's kind of been the one I've been riding a lot, just to like feel out all the geo tweaks and like all the things that we want to do. So that's been where my focus has been on. So trying to do more of that kind of like light gravel, hard pack dirt, a road bike that can kind of do a little bit of everything. So that's where my, right now, that's where my focus has been.
I have to build one of those soon for my wife.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yes. Yeah, you should.
I'm calling it a light gravel or light all road. It's really a road bike, but you can get your feet wet.
And almost, honestly, like a 40C tire on a road, like on a road style bike, almost makes the most sense for like 90% of the people out there riding on the road. Like, you don't need Pinner 28C tires and like aero and blah blah. Like, most people don't need that.
I'm hoping we see a big shift that way in the bike industry for the bikes people need versus the bikes people imagine.
Yeah, and or like they're real or they're, being, or they're being sold by bigger companies and like told that they should be riding. It's just like, you know, what a guy who wins the Tour de France is riding is not what like most people that are riding bikes
for sure
be ridden.
So, for sure.
Yeah, so it's been fun. It's like and to be creative in that way and like being able to like we're getting back into the design and really like excited about the product that we're pushing out. So
cool. I'm excited to see more of that because I like seeing fingerprints more. I mean, there was years ago, I joke at a handmade bike show. It's like, oh, this is the Spectrum and Paragon show, you know? and that's largely what it was.
Yeah,
and what's crazy, like here at this show, look at the amount of custom dropouts. Look at the amount of this, that, and the other thing that are in-house, either printed or machined or whatever. And it's like, it's blowing up in that world.
And I have to, you know, like, you kind of nailed it. Because, like, when we, back in 2014, 2015, like, our bikes were primarily Paragon bikes. And, like, that was the focus. We thought the focus was going to be, like, people wanted a bike that was handmade. So, like, how can we get those to people at an appropriate price quickly without a long lead time? And, like, I think people did want that at that time. But I do think, like, the industry is very different today than what it was back in 2014. Like, you have to be, like, you really, you gotta, in order to kind of survive as a builder nowadays, you gotta be able to flex your, like, engineering prowess. Like, you gotta get in there and you, like, if you're not designing in CAD and, like, making your own parts, like, you're falling behind to a degree.
Or at least representing a style or aesthetic that stands out in a meaningful way.
Totally. Like, designing to your brand's ethos or whatever.
Yeah.
But, it doesn't have to be machining or 3D. You don't have to be doing any of those things, but, like,
you have to say something.
Yeah, you can't just, like, you can't just buy a through-axle dropout and, like, buy a Columbus tube set and glue it together in a diamond frame and expect to do well as a company anymore.
Right, right.
Like, you kind of could do that in 2012. Like, you could do that and make money. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I used to refer to them at the handmade bike show. I said it's a $600 bike with a $4,000 paint job.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it was. It was just a different time. I like where we're at now. Like, I'm enjoying it a lot more. It definitely took some time to kind of redirect, and how do you do that, and how do you grow and scale it and make it a you know, because at the end of the day, we got to make money. If we're not making money, we're not going to be around. So, I've really enjoyed it, and I'm really happy with where we're at now.
Well, yeah, the change in direction thing and being able to pull that off and have it, your group be stoked and meet and feel like it's the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, we often end up in the wrong places and work toward the wrong goals. And the thing is, it's like stepping back, fixing the problem, getting back on track. It's like, that's what we do as adults. And it's like, I've seen plenty of people crash and burn because they're doubling down on bullshit they thought that when they were 17.
Right.
And it's like, bro, you're 35. You're like, you're not 17. Don't wish for those same things.
You don't want those same things. Yeah, totally. And you got to be able to morph and you got to be able to change. And, like, if you're not, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And that's been, it's been fun figuring that out. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's taken a while, but we've done a good job navigating it. And, I feel like we kind of have a good rhythm going.
Great. All right. I look forward to more.
Awesome.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.